So I did the math before I came in here. Since starting in October, we've done over 1,000 rides.
For Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial. Yeah, that thing you turn or push button, 102.9. Here in our glorious studio again today with a couple of folks from the Senior Center, Emily and Jillian. Welcome. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
This is always a fun time to find out what's happening. And it's already September. What's the matter with this?
Where did summer go?
Oh, my. And things are still developing for September, but at least we've got some highlights.
Oh, yes. Really... Yes. We've been busy already.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So, where do we begin in September?
So September, we start off the month being closed for Labor Day.
Important holiday,
get a long weekend, and then we start off the month after that.
And so starting our month on September 2nd, as many people know, that's a great opportunity to sign up for our monthly programs. We always hold off until the beginning of the month to sign up for programs. So September 2nd will kind of kick that off for us. And on September 2nd will actually be the audio reading of the newsletter. I always like to do a shameless plug for the Low Vision Group because I help them out in the very small ways that I can.
Absolutely.
But I do the audio reading of the newsletter every month on the first Tuesday of the month, which happens to fall on the first day that we're open in September, September 2nd.
Coincidentally, yeah, exactly. And timely.
So on September 2nd at 1 o'clock will be the audio reading of the newsletter. Please, anybody tune in. Everybody is welcome. All you have to do is call our Low Vision conference number at 508-206-8603.
And then just listen in.
And listen in. And hear my lovely voice.
That sounds easy.
On September 3rd at 10 a.m., we have our Veterans Coffee Social. Deborah and Shannon put that together for our veterans, and they do an amazing job. Mm-hmm. So definitely come by and check it out if you're a veteran.
And then the following day, on Thursday the 4th at 5:30, is our monthly acoustic jam session. If nobody's ever been to that before, it's a great time to just sit around and play music and have a good time with other like-minded musical individuals.
Yes!
So it's always on the first Thursday of the month at 5:30.
Music is always a good thing.
Yeah, good therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Looking on to next week, September 8th at 1 o'clock, our Page Turners Book Club will be back. We are very excited to have them back. They always take the summer off, but they come back in September. They talk about their summer reading, which is always two books. They are a very ambitious group. They always read multiple books, but on September 8th at 1 o'clock, they will be discussing The Optimist's Daughter by Eudora Weltley and the book The Gathering by Anne Enright.
Two good topics.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So come on out to the Page Turners Book Club. You do not have to, you know, read both of them or read the entire thing. You could always just sit and chat. And also another plug, in the Senior Center Library, we have bookmarks for the Page Turners that will tell you every book that they're reading for this year.
Oh.
So come pick up a bookmark if you'd
like. Need some hints as to what to read
exactly.
To be part of the conversation.
It's in the Senior Center Library.
Good idea. Yes.
For September 9th and 23rd at 9:30 a.m., we have technology assistance. We have a gentleman come in, and he can help seniors with their laptops, phones, any emails, any kind of technology that they might need assisting with. They've really enjoyed it, and it's super helpful, so mm-hmm. definitely come on down if you need help with anything.
How do I do this? What happens
yeah.
when?
Super helpful. And then following that, the next day, September 10th at 11 a.m., we have our mobile food pantry that comes to
yes.
the Senior Center, which is an awesome program that we do there. YMCA contributes food as well, of course, the mobile food pantry, or the food pantry, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So a huge thank you to them for making that happen. It's a really awesome program. If you're in need, it's for everyone. Come by and get a bag of groceries.
Definitely.
Also on September 10th at 12:30, we'll actually be trying out a new program called Reiki Meditation. We're really looking forward to this. I had to look it up myself. I wasn't entirely positive what Reiki was. So I have a little description for you. It is a practice that aims to promote healing and well-being by directing energy in the body. This class will be hosted by Sharon. She's going to share some guided meditation and a group Reiki session and just learn about how Reiki can open new ways of welcoming an abundance of joy, kindness, and peace into your life, which sounds like something we could all enjoy.
In this dynamic, ever-changing, fast-paced, overwhelming news environment, yes, to settle and have that calm, go somewhere quiet and peaceful.
Yeah.
I'll do that any day.
Exactly. So that will be on September 10th at 12:30, and that is actually totally free as well. So we're really looking forward to that. Also on the 10th at 1:00, I would like to just talk a little bit about our monthly bereavement support group. Bereavement support meets every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 1:00. So September 10th will be the first one of the month. We have a fantastic new host for that, Lauren, who has just done an amazing job taking over and taking that opportunity to listen to people and hear where they are, meet them where they're at, and give them that space to talk and grieve and move through life.
Sure. Yeah. Grief does not have a timeline, according to another conversation I had recently on a similar topic. You need to approach it, but approach it in a safe way. And this sounds like it's one of the better spots to be truly safe.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know that healing is not linear. It's not always going to follow one line. No. So
you may be fine for a while, and all of a sudden,
something happens,
and it's like triggers back.
Yeah. And that's why I think the bereavement support group, we're so thankful to Lauren to host it and to continue having that safe space for everybody in the Franklin community.
Sure.
On September 11th at 1:00, we have our craft corner. You can come down, and Jean is a volunteer. She usually will have a craft of the month. We always have an example of it up at the front desk, so you can come by, see the example, and then come join the craft corner.
It's super
fun.
I'm going to be able to make that. Look at that.
Yeah, super fun.
And then on Friday, September 12th, the next day at 11 a.m. is our monthly Eat Around the World, what everybody likes to come to.
And what are we going to eat this time?
Well, this month we are traveling to Cuba. I'm very excited. So we'll be eating a Cubano sandwich, a corn black bean salad, and then key lime pie for dessert.
Ooh.
So you can't go wrong there. I do the talks for Eat Around the World, and I'm especially excited for this one because the very first presentation I ever did on in elementary school was on Cuba, so I feel like I've come full circle.
That's awesome.
You're coming back.
Exactly.
Yes, you got some history there.
And just a reminder that the tickets have increased in price a little bit. Eat Around the World is now $10.
Right. Yeah, and those were the increases effective July 1.
Mm-hmm,
and
exactly.
From what I've heard through other conversations, it's been relatively a non-event. It's a little bit here and there, but, you know, it could have been more.
Right, exactly. And we want to always continue having that open communication, especially leading into the fall, whereas people may have been away for the summer, just letting them know prices are a little bit increased.
Right. Mm. And if some people need special help, they're...
It's available.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm.
And moving on to week 3 of September, September 15th at 10:30 a.m., we will be having a sing-along with Tom. I believe it's in our lobby, and he'll just be playing songs that everyone is familiar with, that we know and love. So come on and join Tom.
Also on September 15th at 1:30, the 50-plus job seekers will be back at the Senior Center. The 50-plus job seekers are part of the MCOA, the Massachusetts Council on Aging, and they educate seniors on the job market. If you're searching for a job, what are you looking for? What are things that you need to look out for? It's a fantastic organization. We're really proud to have them at the Senior Center. This month, they will be talking about the labor market and pertinent information for anybody 50-plus.
Yeah, because there are some unique challenges for those 50-plus.
Absolutely. following the next day on Tuesday, September 16th at 11, we're very excited to welcome back attorney Amy Azza to the Senior Center. Amy is actually going to be joined by Todd Miller, who is a financial advisor. The two of them are going to speak on estate planning in the same vein as scam prevention, that there might be some red flags to look out for when you're estate planning. There could be fraudulent encounters, what to do. There's also Social Security benefits and things like that that you need to know about. So this is going to be a very all-encompassing discussion about estate planning, scamming, Social Security. And the good news is Amy always brings lunch as well. So there will be a free lunch provided.
That's exciting.
Yes. Yeah, because especially these days, as we've talked in other conversations as well, the nefarious folks are out there and they're looking for an edge in any way. And that's always good to be aware. There was also a press release just recently where the police ended up breaking up a nefarious ring that had been focusing on seniors in particular. And I know we had in prior conversations talked about that. So at least this particular gang, they've taken them.
Good, yes.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that there nobody else is out there trying to do that.
On September 17th at 1 p.m. at the Senior Center, we will be hosting our monthly memory cafe for people that are struggling with memory loss. You can come down and listen to music and just join the community and dance for a little bit, sing, do whatever you want.
Yeah, going back to the music being something that everybody has a universal connection to in some way. This is why it's universal. The Memory Cafe, for those, especially with, you know, aged and some other issues, the way they respond to music is just amazing.
It's really beautiful when you see it, too. It's something special.
Definitely.
On September 18th at 11:30, we will be hosting a new organization for our area. It's called Seniors Helping Seniors. The gentleman's going to be talking a little bit about what their organization does and just about helping each other out and helping our community. This is another program that is offering free lunch as well, if we can give another plug for that.
A little enticement there.
Exactly. So come learn a little bit about the Seniors Helping Seniors project. Also on September 18th at 4 o'clock will be our monthly pizza and a movie night. We are actually returning to Thursdays, so for anybody who remember that we switched to Wednesdays earlier this year, we are switching back to Thursdays, just keeping you on your toes.
Yeah. So, quiz point. Thursdays, not Wednesdays.
For movie night, exactly. But pizza and a movie night will be on Thursday. It will be $5 for a ticket. And this month we are watching the movie The Thursday Murder Club, which is actually kind of appropriate that the movie will be on a Thursday.
Yeah, heaven forbid do it on a Wednesday.
Exactly. So the movie sounds very good. It has Helen Mirren and Pierce Brosnan in it. The description is that 4 70-something retirees spend their time solving cold case murders for fun. But their casual sleuthing takes a thrilling turn when they find themselves with a real whodunit on their hands.
That sounds good.
So for $5, you can come on out to pizza and a movie night, get pizza, Caesar salad, watch a movie, and enjoy time with friends.
For sure.
On the following week, on the fourth week of September, on the 24th at 11 a.m., the Norfolk County Sheriff's Department will be back at the Senior Center to do a presentation on File of Life, which is a card where you include information. We actually do have File of Life cards at the Senior Center at all times, but if you ever want to learn more about it, how to fill it out, or just get a new one, come on out on September 24th at 11 to chat with the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office.
Sounds good.
On September 25th from 9:30 a.m. to 12 o'clock, the health department will be hosting a flu clinic. So you can call the Senior Center and ask for Alicia to sign up for that. And then you can stay tuned for October's flu clinic for kids.
Right.
So we will have updates on that when we get dates.
It's one of those shocking points. Summer's behind us. We're into September flu season already.
It's crazy.
Like, oh my.
And it's 90 degrees outside right now.
On September 25th at 1 p.m., we will be having our acrylic art class. So that's another opportunity to get crafty and create some art.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, September 26th at 11 a.m. will be our monthly party. We're very excited for this one. In September, we're doing a jazz brunch.
Ooh.
So we've got some really great live entertainment for you. For any of you jazz lovers, you'll definitely want to come out to this one. Once again, tickets have increased from this one. They are $10. However, the menu sounds absolutely fantastic. It is going to be a spiral ham, au gratin potatoes, French toast casserole, and fresh fruit. So it all sounds incredible.
I'm hungry. Can I have some now?
I know. I would like it. That's so good. So that will be our monthly party in September, and we're really looking forward to it. Our parties tend to be a little bit slower for the summertime, so moving into the fall, we're excited to have that full room again.
Yes.
And moving on to week 5 of September, on September 30th at 10 a.m., we will be hosting a coffee and conversation with Benchmark Senior Living.
Mm-hmm.
Some representatives from Benchmark will be coming over and just kind of sharing what it's like to live there and what they offer and kind of the process to get in there.
All kinds of considerations.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that kind of ends all of the September programs. We have a couple of quick things that we like to mention at the end.
Teasers.
Yeah. I think last time, Steve, I was in here, the transportation program had just started.
You were just getting busy.
So I wanted to give an update on that.
Since then,
yes.
Huh?
So I did the math before I came in here. Since starting in October, we've done over 1,000 rides. And it's just been an amazing program. We've been able to help seniors and other people in the community just get to their doctor's appointments, do errands, visit loved ones. Mm-hmm. It really has been so amazing. Jillian's helped me out too when I have not been here, so I'm sure she can speak on that as well.
None of it would be possible without Emily's dedication. She's truly incredible. Yeah. I have helped out maybe 5% of what. She's truly amazing.
And while doing those kind of one-off type trips, then there's also some nice fun trips.
Absolutely.
To special locations, which obviously require some sign up, etc. But from what I hear, those are fun too.
Yes, there's a little bit of fun, a little bit of like errands, medical. It's really a mix of everything, and it's really awesome. We've been able to help seniors out. A shout out to the van drivers, Kathy and Russ. They are absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. They go beyond what they are expected to do, and they are really, really awesome.
Good.
The trifecta team of Emily, Russ, and Kathy is just incredible. If I can speak more highly of them, I would. But they are absolutely incredible. If anybody ever wants to schedule a ride, call the senior center. Emily will take good care of you.
Yes.
Well, you can do some alliteration there. Transportation trifecta team. There's T3.
Yep. Exactly.
Except that also could be brand infringement, because I think there's an a cappella group T3.
And I think that might be Terminator 3, too.
Ooh,
so I don't know.
You got to be careful with those. Yeah.
And then finally, our last little mention for September. Over the summer, we had started an intro to Spanish class that went for 6 weeks, and it just went over fantastic. Everybody loved it. They got to learn a little bit. Some people were actually even able to converse in Spanish by the end of the class, which is incredible for an intro class. And we are very excited that we will be bringing it back in September. It will again be intro to Spanish. It will be the same sort of curriculum, but even if you've been to the class, it'll still give you a stronger foundation.
Right.
And it will be every Wednesday starting September 3rd at 1 o'clock. And at that point, we will reassess and see if we want to start doing like an advanced beginner class. So stay tuned for that in the later months. But we're really excited to bring back Spanish.
Oh, good. Definitely.
Anybody who thinks they can't speak Spanish, si se puede, you definitely can.
Habla español. That's about all I know. I was a French student in class, and this la bibliotheque is probably all I remember from those days.
I took Spanish from kindergarten to the 11th grade, and yet I cannot speak it, so.
I at least can still read some French. I do recall enough of that, yes. Yeah, the only other plug I'll make is having taken August off, the Franklin Q&A will return on that third Wednesday at 11 o'clock. So if you have your Franklin Town business questions, bring them on. I'll answer them and or get the answers.
Steve does such a great job of hosting the Franklin Q&A at the Senior Center. We're very lucky to always have him. That one will be September 17th. I remember I looked at the calendar.
Oh, good. Yes, 17th. And I think the 18th is that third Thursday, so the town and state officials have the breakfast coffee hour.
Yep, they do their coffee hour on that third Thursday. You're right. Mm.
And again, because we've highlighted some of these key pieces, there are other things that are going on every day during the month. So stay tuned. Get signed up for the newsletter if you're not already. Follow the website however you want and visit, because there's always something happening.
And the newsletter also, Chastity, our deputy director, and I, she and I kind of take turns getting it up on the website. But just so everybody who's listening knows, it's usually up on the website a full week before you might get it in your mailbox, because it takes a little bit longer to get to print than it does for us to get the PDF. So take a look on the website. It should be there.
Yep. And as soon as I see it, I'll share it out through our channels as well.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing. There's a lot happening, which is... That's no surprise.
Always a busy place.
Yes.
Always a busy, fun place. Again, thank you, thank you. And for the listeners, thank you for listening. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. After recording, we realized we forgot to mention that the Senior Center hours have changed. They will no longer be open late on Wednesdays. They're open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, Monday through Friday. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.